This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you. The latest is in, and I knew this was going to happen. Joe Biden says the second debate should be canceled if Trump still has COVID. Well, what's the definition of if Trump still has COVID? As of today, literally, you know, a whole week before the debate, doctors say he has no COVID in his system. That's what they say, no COVID symptoms. I'm sorry, I don't know about no COVID in his system, but no COVID symptoms of any kind. So an entire week from now, you would think would be fine, but I'm pretty sure that Biden and his advisors don't want to let this guy anywhere near another debate. They got through one. It was a miracle. They drugged him up. They pumped him up. They fed him the answers on some sort of a listening device attached to an earpiece. And that's how we got through it. But I don't think they believe they can get through a second one, so they're going to look for any excuse not to do this. And then Biden raised eyebrows. Yesterday I had Chris play the part, you know, where he talked about the fact that he was able to stay home and hide in his basement during this pandemic because, you know, a black woman is stocking the shelves. He literally said that. He said, a black woman's stocking the shelves, and that's why I get to stay home. And you just can't believe he made a comment like that. It's not the biggest news story in America. Well, we got it first yesterday. Nobody else was talking about it. And suddenly today, it is a pretty big news story. Probably not at CNN or MSNBC, but on all the conservative websites, it's one of the lead stories today. Is Biden's comments about a black woman, you know, stocking the shelves so he gets to stay home. And it certainly was an inappropriate comment and a strange comment. And I'm glad to see it's getting some attention today. But that isn't the only Biden statement that's getting attention. He raised eyebrows in another event today, or maybe it was yesterday. I don't know if it was today, actually. But Biden raises eyebrows after telling young ladies he wants to see them dancing when they're 4 years older. You just can't really believe this stuff, right? It's very strange stuff. And evidently he was at some Haitian-American event in Florida, down in the Miami area, and there were a couple of young girls dancing, and he said, I just want to see you guys again in about 4 years when you're a little older. You know what I mean? One of those comments. I mean, he's a pervert. He's a strange dude. And this is, you know, far from the first time this has happened. He's done this many, many, many times. Strange, inappropriate, perverted comments about young girls and touching and feeling, and very strange. And we've let him get away with it. The media lets him get away with it. And now he's, you know, steps away from being president of the United States with, you know, dementia and old age and decline in cognitive ability and also perverted kind of statements he makes and racist statements he makes. You know, if Trump makes that same statement, you know, some of you are able to stay home because a black woman is stocking the shelves. I'm telling you, if a white Republican makes that statement, it's a real problem for your career. It's a career ender. You know, even though I understand what he was getting at, I get the general gist of what he was saying, which, you know, was obviously clearly that minorities take the jobs that a lot of the rest of us don't want, and they're the ones who had to be on the front line, you know, working the counter at Costco, although it's not true, because I'm at Costco all the time, and, you know, there's just as many white employees as there are black or Hispanic, so I don't think it's a black-Hispanic thing at all. I think all the frontline employees in the South, a lot of them are white. I think all over the country, a lot of frontline employees are white. A lot of people work at gas stations and the area inside the gas station where you ring up your candy and your soda and pack of tissues, whatever it is. Those little AM/PM grocery stores inside the gas station. A lot of the attendees are white as often as they're black or Hispanic. So yeah, I just think it's an inappropriate statement. It's lots of white people are on the line, too. Lots of people are on the line. They're called Americans. They shouldn't be divided, white or black. There's just a lot of people on the line whose lives are on the line who faced it. In any case, lots of big news today. If you weren't with me in hour number one, the United States Supreme Court struck down a rewrite of state election law in South Carolina by a very liberal Obama judge who basically said anybody can hand in an absentee ballot. They don't need any sort of special witness signature, witnessing it. And they struck that down. They struck down what the Obama judge wanted, and so now you got to have a witness, and it's very important. It'll change, it could change the outcome of the election in South Carolina, but more importantly, my understanding from speaking to lawyers today is that this applies to states all over the United States, and it's going to make a big difference. And that's great, and it's not going to change between now and the election. So Democrats are not going to be able to get away with some of their shenanigans. And there have been several other rulings in the last few days. I just had no time to get to them with all of you, but I think we've won like six or seven court rulings in the last few days all over the United States. Other big news, great news for Trump, the Atlanta Fed forecasts even bigger economic growth, GDP growth, for the third quarter, 34.6%. 34.6% growth. That's the highest in the history of America in the quarter that just ended as of September 30th, as of last Wednesday night. The quarter ended. We'll have that's the projection. But the actual number will be out, I believe it's on October 28th, just a few days before the election. And you can't imagine that's not going to be helpful to President Trump when people see 34.6% growth, the highest in the history of the United States of America. I mean, that's saying something. In the history of America, since, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and Ben Franklin in 1776, there's never been anything like this. I think the closest was under 20%, like somewhere between 15 and 19% GDP growth a couple times. Never has anything approached 25, 30, let alone 34.6 GDP growth. The average growth under Obama, I'd be willing to bet you. I don't have it in front of me. But I'd be willing to bet you that Obama's average quarter was 1% GDP. And Trump, of course, had a wonderful run before COVID. And 2019 was one of the best years in economic history for the United States. And the first quarter of 2020 was turning out to be great, too, till COVID hit in March. But the idea that after COVID we're having 34.6% GDP is amazing. Some other breaking news. Republicans in the House join Senate Republicans asking the FBI to investigate Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and his brother for criminal financial activities. Biden, his younger brother, and his son Hunter, due to suspicious activities flagged by the U.S. Treasury. And one of the big ones, by the way, is what Trump was talking about, is that an investment firm co-founded by Hunter Biden received $3.5 million in a wire transfer from the wife of the former mayor of the Russian capital of Moscow. It's just unbelievable. It's just amazing that you can get away with stuff like this. House investigators have joined the Senate in requesting the FBI open a criminal investigation into possible foreign influence peddling and embezzlement involving Joe Biden and his younger brother and his son based on suspicious financial activities flagged by the U.S. Treasury. I mean, it's big news. Big news. And at the same time that's happening, if it's not a big enough news day, you've got intelligence director, John Ratcliffe, declassifying documents today that reveal former CIA director John Brennan briefed Barack Obama on Hillary Clinton's plot to stir up a scandal to tie Trump to Russia in order to distract from her email scandal ahead of the 2016 election. I mean, this is huge stuff, powerful stuff, and it's probably not even on the news tonight. It's probably a total news blackout. But Brennan and Clapper and Obama and Biden and Hillary should all be sent to prison. These are evil people. They tried to frame a president of the United States. First, they tried to stop him from winning. And then they tried to frame him for crimes he didn't commit. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then, of course, they tried to frame him for crimes he didn't commit, specifically to protect Hillary and distract from crimes that she did commit. Truly incredible that this is going on in the United States of America and these people are not in jail. Other big news, Nevada Democrats lag in voter registration, and they're starting to panic. They're starting to get really scared that maybe they're not going to win Nevada. And I mentioned this the first hour for a couple of reasons. Number one, their voter registration plans got screwed up by COVID. And we know how scared Democrats are of COVID, and we know the lies they told to make it seem much, much, much worse than it is. And so Democrat activists believe this stuff, and so they won't go out and go door to door, and they won't sign people, you know, get signatures on the strip. And so all of a sudden they've had nobody out voter registrationing, if that's a word, voter registrationing, nobody out actively signing up voters. And Republicans have, because we're not afraid of this thing. Just like Trump, we face it head on. We know the risks, and we're willing to take them. It's life. You can't hide in your house. You can't. And so Republicans have done well with voter registration. But second of all, because of COVID, because of an idiot named Governor Steve Sisolak, lots of people got laid off, and they're not even here anymore. They've left the state. There's no jobs here. There's no work here. They've left the state. So that's, you know, huge numbers of culinary employees aren't here anymore. And those that are here, a lot of them are unemployed. They're unhappy. And those that are here are not working for the Democrat Party. You know, they're not going out like unions usually do, the union workers, and going door to door or phone banking it because they're so afraid of COVID. So for a lot of reasons, Republicans have a great shot to win Nevada. But I'm not done yet. There's more big news. Donald Trump ends negotiations with Nancy Pelosi on the coronavirus relief until after the election. I believe it's all theater, by the way. I think he does this because, well, there's two outcomes. Number one, everybody's going to blame Nancy Pelosi. The press won't. The press will try and blame Trump. But it has nothing to do with Trump. Nancy Pelosi was not negotiating in good faith. She wanted tons of money, tons of wasted money on Democrat states and Democrat cities who have wasted their money. It had nothing to do with COVID. Trump told her, you know what, I'm shutting it down. Screw you. After the election, after I win, I'm going to give out lots of money to the two groups that deserve it. Workers who are unemployed and small business owners. I'll bet Nancy comes crawling back to the table. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this show is sponsored by Boomer Naturals. You know, I'm not a big mask fan, and I think masks are a waste. But there's no choice. So all these crazy liberals have gotten us to a place, and all these government bureaucrats and all these doctors that are part of the government establishment, the deep state, have lied to us and gotten to us a place where you have to wear a mask wherever you go. Thank God I wear it for like 2 seconds at a time. God, I think today, a good example, I ran like 6 errands today. And I ran into the bank, I ran into the supermarket, I ran into Costco, I ran into my P.O. box, my UPS store. Oh, and I ran into the post office. So I did all those errands today, actually 2 banks. So it was like 6 errands. And I drive without my mask, get out of my car without my mask, walk up to the store I'm going into, put on the mask, the Boomer Naturals mask, do my business for like, you know, a minute, 2 minutes in the UPS store, a minute in the bank, run out, take my mask off, put it back on for the next thing. I wore the mask for a grand total probably of like, you know, let's say I ran 6 errands and each one I needed for 3 minutes. So I wore it for 18 minutes the whole day today, and that's it. That's all I wear for. And tonight I'll put it on as I walk into the restaurant that I'm going out to eat at, and guess what? The minute I get in, I take it off. When I get out, I put it on for 1 second, walk out the door, take it off again. I'll wear it for like a total of 19 minutes today on a busy day, and the rest of the day I don't wear it. But guess what? Boomer Naturals is the choice. You have no choice. You have to wear a mask. It's the most comfortable one. It's breathable. It's good for sensitive skin. It doesn't bother me. I don't break out. And it's good. It works. It's got highly protective nano-silver technology in each layer. And it's in stock now, and it ships to you fast, and it only costs 30 cents a day. Fantastic. And they give one to charity for every one you buy. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. WARRADIO20, 20% off. BoomerNaturals.com. And thanks for sponsoring the show, and thanks for being good sports. You've obviously heard again and again me talk about on this show how much I hate Mass and how stupid I think they are. And yet, you're my sponsor, and I've said nice things about you. And I know that my fans have followed up and bought the Mass from you, so we've all done good together. Some other interesting news out there. Biden today giving a speech in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, making a mockery of all the people that died on that battlefield in Gettysburg, on both the North and the South. They died for America. And he's over there telling us that it's not Black Lives Matter. It's not Antifa. It's, you know, don't trust your eyes. The rioting, the looting nonstop, don't trust your eyes. It's all liberals that have burnt down Minneapolis downtown. Chicago, Michigan Avenue, the Magnificent Mile. New York City, Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue. The looting, the burning, the rioting, the destruction of business, and the attacks on policemen. Don't trust your eyes. You've seen liberals do it, but it's really white extremist conservatives. He says, we have no need for armed militias roaming American streets, and we should have no tolerance for extremist white supremacy groups menacing our communities. I mean, he's just lying. You've all seen the videos. You know what you saw. It's all liberal groups, communist groups, socialist groups, Marxist groups who hate America. The other big news, which I'm going to get to in a detailed way in segment number 4, because we have a guest coming up in the next segment, but I'm going to get to it in a detailed way, is that there's actually an article online. Do you remember back 4 years ago, if you watched me on Fox News and you watched me and you listened to me on radio, you might have heard me talk about my taxicab poll is the only one that matters. Now it's the trucker poll. Truckers all over America are reporting that there's nothing but Trump signs by at least 25-1 over Biden signs, and I would argue much higher in the Midwest. My trucker friends and also my friends who took their RVs and go to the Midwest told me it's like thousands upon thousands of Trump signs on everyone's lawns and no Biden signs almost. You have to travel miles to find one Biden sign. And there's an article out about that, and I think that's the new poll that matters for this election. Just like last time it was the taxicab poll, this time it's the truckers poll and the lawn sign poll. But I'll get to that when we get back. And then I'll talk to you about Gavin Newsom. He's insane, truly insane and out of control. He tells family members to wear masks in between bites of food when dining out. So you're supposed to wear a mask, pull it down, put the fork and the knife and cut the food and put it in your mouth and then put it back up again while you're chewing. These people are insane. When the day comes where I have to do that, there's going to be a revolution in the streets. No one's going to do it, and you'll put every restaurant out of business, and your state will be out of business. California must be out of business now. I mean, just completely ruined. No one's got any money left. You've had them all sitting on the sidelines for 7 months. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 8 months. 8 months where you're almost completely shut down other than outdoor business. Crazy people. Put on a mask while you're eating.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election adding that he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market reacted to the news negatively, with all three major indices sliding backwards in the final hour of trading. The Dow Jones Composite fell 1.3%, the Nasdaq dropped 1.6%, and the S&P 500 closed down 1.4%. And the Department of Health and Human Services is telling hospitals they need to comply with federal requirements on reporting data about COVID-19 and influenza patients or face losing federal funding. Hospitals will be given 14 weeks to comply before enforcement begins. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on the USA Radio Network. We've got a guest with us today. His name is Tom Del Beccaro. He's a lawyer, so we can talk about some of the legal issues going on in this campaign. He's the former chairman of the California Republican Party. He's the former candidate for United States Senate in California, opposing Kamala Harris, so he knows all about Kamala. So he knows all the tricks. There's a lot of reasons we wanted to talk to him tonight. So here he is, Tom Del Beccaro. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great to be on again, Wayne. Yeah, everybody thinks I know Kamala. I just want to say I deny all charges right now. Can I do that?
Well, I mean, look, you ran against her. You ran against her, and you must have debated her.
100%.
So you must know her pretty well. I mean, I don't mean like best friends, but you know her quirks and you know the negatives. How do we go after her? Tell me what the secret is to go after Kamala.
So it's a good question, and I did debate her, and I did, in the poll in California after the debate, the KCRA poll, I beat her outright, even in crazy California. And the reason is because Kamala is just an accuser and a blamer. She doesn't actually, she's very weak on policy, and she doesn't really try and solve anything. If you remember her Democrat debates, what she just did is say things were bad and accuse people of not doing things. And she was a one-punch person. She didn't, you know, she threw a punch at Biden, and then, you know, she had nothing else really to say. And she got kind of surly, and I did, you know, I worked hard, I was part of da-da-da. So the best way to handle her is you got to acknowledge what she's talking about in the sense that, well, she cares about, you know, if she says something about the climate, you got to say, you know, you acknowledge what she's talking about. But then you provide a solution, and that's why Pence is going to be so good at this. I've known Mike for over a decade. Mike's a solid policy guy who's very unflappable. So he'll actually be able to provide solutions where Kamala will just be complaining.
It's funny because I've always called her Kamala Harris. I get the tense wrong. It's Kamala, not Kamala. But until she got the presidential nomination, I've never had anyone correct me in my entire life. So obviously nobody knew how to pronounce her first name. But it's interesting because my problem is this. I am not in any way, shape, or form a sexist. Matter of fact, I'm a guy who's always rooting for more women in Republican politics. I think women are much better candidates than guys because it's hard to attack a woman. So you find me a woman who's attractive, well-spoken, educated. She's going all the way, man. And it's very hard to debate her. It's very hard to attack her. I think we should have many more female candidates. So I'm the opposite of a sexist. But on the other hand, I can't even believe they made their Democrat vice presidential nominee a woman who openly slept with a married man to get all her first jobs in politics. Kamala, whatever the hell her name is, was sleeping with married Willie Brown, and that's how she got all her jobs. Doesn't anybody get bothered by that?
Well, no, they don't get bothered by a lot of things if you think about it, right? They're willing to let Joe Biden can say, I don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle, but they say Donald Trump is the racist.
The racist,
yeah. Reality is, they will overlook all of these things. Kamala Harris was the least painful choice. They didn't have a good, remember, Wayne, they didn't have a consensus candidate for president. They
no,
rescued Joe Biden,
right.
Biden, so that they didn't have Bernie. And Kamala Harris had to drop out. I think I was, based on what I knew, you know, I was the first in the country to say that she wouldn't even make it to Iowa. And I said that on Fox News, and they looked at me, and they're like, really? Are you sure? And I said, yeah. And, of course, she didn't make it. Why?
Well, so tell me, why did you say that? How did you know? Because to me, she was a fairly attractive black woman in the Democrat Party. She was a natural to either be the president or VP nominee. What made you say that she wouldn't even make it to Iowa? That's an amazing prediction. It turned out to be right.
Yeah, and I made it in early November, and it started making it in November. Here's the thing. She's never worked. She's lazy. She does not work California. She didn't go down south and develop strong roots and voter bases. And so what happened was, is I began to watch the polls, and, you know, she spiked. She had that big moment. But in California, she was never in the lead in the polls. And as time wore on through all the debates and everything, and people saw that she's just not that likable, she started to slip in the California polls. And California was, of course, in March. Iowa was in January. If she was really popular, Wayne, and she was going to win California and everybody knew it and all of its, you know, big treasure trove of delegates, then all in South Carolina and Iowa, they would have taken her seriously and said, okay, this woman's a front runner. But because she was starting to poll so poorly in California, she got no traction in Iowa, and then she fell to fifth in a poll. And that was it. If she would have gone forward, it would have destroyed her career if she would have gotten crushed in California. So I just watched, did the math, said she needs to move on. She didn't listen to me, of course, but eventually she dropped out. And what you're going to see tomorrow night is she's not policy-based. She's very thin. And I think Pence, who is policy-based, will show, and he's so mature and he's so steady, he's so polite. People forget how he beat Tim Kaine soundly the last time around.
Soundly, I saw it, yeah. I remember.
And he's going to do the same sort of thing. It's a steady thing. And people are going to look at the two of them and go, okay, one of these people is clearly ready to be president.
Right. And she's going to spend the whole night, I assume, talking about racism and how racist Trump is and how racist Pence is and how racist the GOP is, right? That's her big calling card. That's all she's got, right?
She'll sit there and say that all they care about is tax cuts for the rich. On and on. That's what she is. She is a complainer. But, you know, this election still matters. Independents are still up in the air. Who are they going to go with? And you're going to watch a Mike Pence say, look, here's where. And remember, Wayne, the other issue here is a lot of people think Biden's not going to, wouldn't make it through a whole first term.
Yeah.
So they're looking at her saying this could be the president. And people don't want complaining. When you're the president, you have to actually get stuff done, right? When you're a senator, you don't have to get anything done. You just vote every once in a while. But when you're a governor or a mayor or president, buck stops there.
Right. No, I get it. And I, you know, it's the same thing for me why I think Trump is handily winning this issue, not among liberals, but among independents and Republicans and anybody who has common sense. When Trump says, hey, look, I couldn't afford to hide in the basement. I couldn't afford to hide in the White House. I couldn't afford to wear a mask all day and be afraid to go out. My job is president of the United States, and I got to represent the American people and show strength, and I got to just go about my job, and I got to take risks. That's the way it is. If I get COVID, I get COVID. To me, that's the right answer. Don't let COVID dominate your life. You're president. You got to be strong. You got to be confident. Can you imagine Biden as president hiding in the White House from a germ?
Yeah, and you know, Wayne, I sit there, I'm out here in California, but otherwise doing my shows, and they talk about, well, the president said we shouldn't fear COVID. And I say to the people, tell me a single president that said, or leader, you should fear things.
Never.
I mean, right. It's absurd. What did
Winston
FDR
Churchill, say? FDR, right? All the great leaders. Never fear. You have nothing to fear but yourself.
Yes, and the U.S. was under serious attack at that point. Nobody knew truly what was going on. Fear was actually palpable. You know, we know as a society, but no leader goes, you know, oh yeah, you should. So it's ridiculous. But look, they're just going to whine and whine and whine. But over anything, I mean, look at the ludicrous nature of the things that they say day to day on policy. Oh, you know, so look, they need to ride this out and they just need to start talking about all the solutions they're going to do and let the Democrats be the complainer all the way to the end of the campaign.
Well, speaking of complainer, I'd love to hear if you would complain about what's going on in California. In much of the country, in all the red states, there's lots of economic activity, and there's very few deaths compared to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Illinois. All the Democrat blue states and California have had tons of COVID, and on the East Coast, tons of deaths, and yet their economies are still closed, and the red states are open. California, how bad is it still for average businessman and woman?
Well, like I'm telling you, 60% of the restaurants are going under. One of the most memorable, I don't know what to describe, as legendary restaurants in San Francisco just announced 2 days ago that they were closing. Harrington's been there 85 years, right there in the financial downtown. It's a nightmare still, and Gavin Newsom keeps switching the rules. He comes out with a chart of, you know, colored chart 1 week, this, that, and the other thing.
Isn't he basing it on racism now? A county to reopen has got to do a certain amount of guarantee there's racial equity, the amount of people that are black and Hispanic who have COVID. If it's higher than the overall average, you can't open your county, and so you can't open your business. Didn't I just read that? That's insanity.
That's socialism. That is, we all have to be the same. That's the definition of socialism. True socialism is where we all are the same, and that's exactly what he's doing. We're not going to open a large county unless everybody's okay. How does that work for L.A., which is bigger than 42 states? It doesn't work. It's insane. You're right.
All right. You hear the music. It goes far too fast, but it was a good interview. And, you know, I'd love to have you back more often to discuss
absolutely
what's going on in California. You know, I want to get Tom on. Tom Del Baccaro, lawyer, former chairman of the California Republican Party, former U.S. Senate candidate opposing Kamala Harris. I think I pronounced it right. Tom, great to have you on, man. Good luck in crazy, nutty, flaky California.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior, when we get back, so much more news of the day that I want to get to that I haven't gotten to yet. It's just unbelievable in Trump's world how many news stories there are on a daily basis that each one is important enough to, like, carry the whole three-hour show. But you got to get through 20 of them every day. But that's okay. Thank God for Donald Trump. He makes talk radio easy. Wayne Allyn, the Root's on fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to TheMAGAMall.com. 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 Go to TheMAGAMall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of the segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. I don't have to say very much at all because all of you know everybody needs health insurance, and this is the alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance, but I believe it's better. It's Christian health care sharing. I've had Liberty Health Share for just about 5 years. As of January 1st, will be my fifth year, and I'll have saved $90,000 just on premiums. Plus, they took care of me when I had kidney stone surgery and paid the whole bill, $27,000. Starts as low as $349 a month. Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, families of any size. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. It's a nonprofit ministry. It's not insurance. But your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them you're a fan of the Wayne Allen Root Show, and you will be treated like a VIP. And if you're not, contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll take care of them. 855-58-LIBERTY. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 855-58-LIBERTY. So I promised you I'd get a little more in-depth on this this article that came out at Fox News about Trump is on pace to win the 2020 election in a lawn slide. That's what they put in the headline. Because the trucker polls show Trump enjoying a massive edge in signage. And I could have told him because I have lots of trucker friends. I do that national trucker show out of Cincinnati with Dave. And not only do I have a lot of trucker fans who email me all the time, but I've also got a lot of fans here in Vegas who drive RVs. They're retired, and they take their recreational vehicles, and they travel the country, and they go see their friends and relatives in the Midwest. And they've been telling me again and again, there's nothing but a sea of Trump signs, and there are no Biden signs. Literally, one guy said he drove thousands of miles, I think he said 5,000 miles round trip, and saw like 6 Biden signs in 5,000-mile trip, and hundreds of Trump signs. It's the most incredible thing. Trump is beloved. And the media lies to you all day long. I spent the whole show yesterday telling you about the poll, NBC, Wall Street Journal, that shows Trump down by 14. The whole poll is pure fraud. you know, they pull registered voters, not likely voters, and they oversample Democrats by a mile, and just, and most people didn't even answer. It was a horrible poll. 800 people they called, and only 400 answered, and of the 400 that answered, only 100 gave an opinion who they're voting for. So you're basing this on a, you're basing America. Trump will lose by a 14-point landslide in the 330 million person America country because 100 people told you they're voting for Biden. The only 100 you could get to give an opinion on the phone. This is an example of shoddy, horrible poll taking in journalism. Just awful. So, you know, back 4 years ago, I called it the taxicab poll. Now I call it the trucker poll or the lawn poll. All the truckers that drive the country see nothing but lawn signs for Trump. And I'm telling you, it's going to lead to a Trump landslide, not an electoral landslide, certainly not a Biden landslide. And then I'll kind of close the show. The last thing to talk about is the insane Trump derangement syndrome Democrats, how they just lost their minds over Trump getting out of the hospital and being healthy, and, you know, he doesn't seem to have any COVID symptoms, and he beat it, and he got in the car and, you know, drove down like a parade and addressed the troops of his fans. And they can't even believe it, and they're so angry. They just don't understand they're being played. They're so dumb, and they're so ignorant, and they're so delusional, and they have such mental imbalance. They're being played by Trump. He's just taking their world from them. And so now they're talking about defund Walter Reed Hospital. You know, remember FDR said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And Trump says, and they made him a hero over that. Trump said, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. And they've lost their minds. He's evil. He's the most horrible man that ever lived. He's killing us all. FDR said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And that's good. Trump's line's not good, because today we have such a divided, ridiculously divided nation. It's so crazy. And then Jennifer Vote Early Rubin, a blogger, says Congress might want to defund Walter Reed. It's a public health hazard. She's an MSNBC commentator. She became unglued over the release of the president's comments, got hysterical and tweeted that his doctor should be stripped of his license and Walter Reed defunded. Let's see who else is out there. Oh, same thing. Jennifer Rubin again. Any MD who publicly endorses this insanity needs to lose his or her license. The insanity was this idea that the president could continue to recover at the White House where there's a full medical facility and staff. But she wasn't finished with her Twitter tirade. She added that Congress might want to defund Walter Reed. It's a public health hazard. She added the president could not be trusted. Public needs to be protected from him. A 74-year-old obese man with COVID who might have lung damage and a pattern of disregarding medical advice is returning to an environment in which he may infect others. What planet does Connolly inhabit? Where is the rest of Walter Reed? Where's the VP? They are remarkable cowards. And before we move and defund the police to a defund Walter Reed movement, we may want a reality check. The president's going to be under close scrutiny. He's going to be under isolation. If he wanted to meet with staff, he could have done it just as well at the Walter Reed Hospital as the White House. He does remain president of the United States. He does have a job to do. And he's the greatest president ever, the GOAT, when it comes to hard work for the American people. He worked 16 hours a day in the White House for the American people and ran around the country with Joe Biden in the basement. And then he worked 16 hours a day in the hospital and pumped out videos and tweets letting everyone know updates about his health condition. Remember, FDR said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Trump said, don't be afraid of COVID, don't let it dominate your life. And in this crazy, divided, mentally insane, Trump derangement syndrome environment we live in, they say it's the worst thing that's ever been said. It's evil. They would have hated FDR. He was evil.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.